So we will
move
bring
on.
This meeting back to order and reconvene the public session of the zoning hearing board. Okay, so we are going
and
to.
Excuse me, I would remind you that you need to appoint, I guess, Steve as chair to sign the decision tomorrow so that we have an official record.
Say that again, please, Megan.
Typically, when we would meet in person, each board member would sign the decision because we can't all meet together because of COVID-19.
Right.
Typically a motion appointing you now as chair to sign on behalf of the board.
Yes, thank you for that reminder.
Can I make that motion now to cover us for both opinions?
Yes.
I move that we allow our chair, Steve Seidel, to sign the opinion on behalf of the full board and have the full affairs and effect as if we all signed.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
No. And we may want to note that Lindsay had to leave us due to another meeting that she had to attend at 7, and no one here thought our meeting would go as long as it has.
Yes, thank you, Sandy.
It seems like a trend. So, if a new guy comes on board, meetings go longer. That's not a good reputation or a good way to start out. Not a good way to start out. So my apologies.
Not you, not you. Thanks for taking the fall, though.
Yeah, I not the best way for me to start as chair either. So, okay, so we're going to move on to the next item of old business, and we'll come back to the Pearson case in a few minutes. So we have, do I have a motion from anyone regarding the order in the case of Madison, which is 2020, please someone help me here because I don't have visibility to my agenda at the moment.
Right. -06.
20-06.
I move that we adopt the decision in the matter of Melissa Madison, hearing number 2020-06, that has the provisions that the request for a variance regarding the front setback is granted, and the applicant may encroach within 46 feet of the right-of-way on Valley Road to construct the proposed garage. The applicant shall construct the improvements in strict conformance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing on the matter, provided, however, that if improvements that are subject to this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted, the board herein, no additional relief would be required. Except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted shall be valid for 1 year from the date of this order in the event the applicants have not, within the time period, commenced operations, applied for a permit relative to the improvements, or constructed the improvements. The relief herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning hearing board. Any violation of any condition herein shall be a violation of the township ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance.
All right, so we have a second. Are you done, Sandy?
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record reflect four in favor, not opposed. Okay. Is there any reason that we cannot move on to we can't move on to new business and then come back to the Pearson decision?
I think that'd be fine.
Okay, so let's move on to new business. I'm not sure what the distinction between new business and other business is.
Yeah, although there's no new business before the board, I think under other business, the modifications to the application to the zoning hearing board could be viewed and discussed. And I'd be happy to project that if you'd like.
That'd be great. Thank you.
What I'd be projecting is the last just highlights of the last modifications.
Right.
Honest, I will. There we go.
Take your time. I'm going to tell cat jokes. No, just kidding. I don't know any cat jokes. No, we should have cat videos to start the meeting now. Wouldn't that be nice?
All right. So if the board would like, I'll just highlight what the application goes through and then talk about the changes, if that
pleases
the board. Great. So our application, of course, has applicant's information, owner information, property information. And then it goes into whether the application is for a special exception, a variance. And we have a couple variance categories because it seems like occasionally when people need one variance, they need more than one. Or an appeal of the zoning officer's determination are the typical applications that come before the board. We also ask if the applicant's aware of any prior zoning hearing board applications or subdivision and land development so that we have the opportunity to pull those files. We have a section for explanation of the project, which oftentimes, as is instructed on the application, the applicant may attach a additional sheet. We had added this and modified it at the board's request, but we had added this a year or two ago because as staff, we also get tired of the applicants not knowing the five criteria. So the unnecessary hardship section six of the application actually causes the applicant to go through each of the criteria and put down some answers. Sandy had offered the change that's shown in red to better align with the actual language in the ordinance. But this is an exercise that we like to have the applicant do so they have an understanding of what to present to the board. And then we've added the word legible, not requested by the board, but as I was touching other things, we want legible supporting documentation. And then we've offered really kind of a summary for the applicants, because not everybody has been in front of the board, of what the board is, how it works, letting them know that they will be sworn in, that they shouldn't discuss the case with any individual board members, even if it's their neighbor. They can contact township staff. We will not offer legal advice. Also, we want them to have everything with them when they come to the hearing, all of the ordinance citations and anything that they want to present. Now, we do ask that they present to us as part of the application all of the supporting documents, but occasionally we'll get stuff in just prior to the hearing. And the application is saying, guys, please give us that 10 business days. That's not to say that we would refuse to accept it. It's just it makes it better for us and for the board if they have time to look at it. And then we go into really what the zoning hearing board does, you know, how it's administered, that they can attach reasonable conditions, that zoning hearing board also hears applications for special exceptions and challenges. And then finally, we note that the variance that they would get unless it's extended by applicable law, which did happen during the COVID situation, by the way, is valid for 1 year. Now, occasionally we'll have an applicant when they come in right from the get-go, they'll ask for 2 years because of what they have to do. But out of the box and out of the ordinance, it's valid for 1 year. So that's the app. Oh, and I'm sorry. And then we've actually exerted the language from the ordinance of the criteria that the board can attach conditions and that the relief is good for 1 year.
And again, I want to give a shout out to Chuck for doing this. I know that prior discussions at the zoning hearing board sometimes are frustrating because it seems to us when an applicant appears before us, they don't seem to know that they have certain criteria that they actually have to prove. And they don't seem to know that it's a legal proceeding. And in fact, we added a language that said, you may want to consult with a lawyer, that it's a pretty important proceeding. And, you know, we need people to realize that in advance. Now, I don't know if they're going to read any of this lovely language that Chuck added, but I do want to give him a shout out for adding the language and making it more clear, anything we can do to make it more clear. So again, thank you, Chuck.
Sure.
Yep.
Does anyone have any comments or questions for Chuck before we consider?
Well, I would, you know, and we can still discuss, but I would like to make the motion that we adopt this form that as the new form, and we in the zoning law, in the local law that we uphold, it does say that specifically the board has authority to create new or adjust procedures and forms that we use. So I think this is an excellent improvement. And again, a shout out to Chuck and also to Dean, I think, who went over a few things and actually met with Chuck and worked with him. So again, a huge shout out to both Chuck and Dean. So I would move to approve it, this new form.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. So any further discussion? Again, I would add that again, my thanks. Yes, I think we need to continue to make things clearer and more transparent and educate the community. So when they come before us, they're better prepared, and we have a smoother process as a result as well. So thank you. Anyone else have any comments or discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's we could take a vote, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries 4-0. All right, thank you, Chuck, and I guess we'll look forward to seeing that for future applications. Speaking of which, do we have any applications for our next meeting at this point?
There's been nothing come in yet, but the deadline is next Wednesday, extra Wednesday.
Right.
Next week.
Okay.
This is a 5-week period between these meetings, right? This month.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, so I guess
an hour and a half with just old business and no new business. My gosh, think when we get some cases coming in.
Midnight, Mike.
Yeah, sleep. Yeah, bring you and me. Back.
So we still want to go back. I think if our solicitor is ready to vote on, we did have an executive session. Is there language we have to say about that, Chuck?
Well, we had adjourned for executive session for further deliberation and discussion in the case of Pearson, and if again our solicitor is ready, we are ready to consider a motion for.
Well, we need to share screen, I think, or something, don't we? Or what are we going to do?
I did circulate a revised decision. I don't know how to share a screen.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we want to do that. I'll check my email. So you want each of us to check our email? Is that what you're saying?
There we go.
I can share the screen if you would like.
Well, that would be up to the board to decide. How they wanted to review the revised decision.
Can everybody see it in their emails?
Yes.
Yes, I have mine.
And you've marked your changes?
I did.
Okay.
I would ask whoever makes the motion to read the order portion of the of this
order
latest
did not
version.
Change.
Okay.
Well, I'd still ask you to do that.
Sure.
We talked about doing that.
You mean just
we did that on the past one, just as Sandy did for Madison.
Those numbered the numbered paragraphs.
Do you want me to read it? Is that what you're saying? Someone to read it?
Yeah, whoever, I mean, if someone's satisfied that you're ready to make a motion, please make the motion and read that portion of the document.
I would think before the motion is made, you would want to make sure that you're happy with the changes that I made to the rationale of the decision.
Steve, you're on a phone. Were you able to see the changes?
I'm not, but that's why I'd also like to hear that.
Is it okay if I just read it?
Yeah, just okay. That. I think you just start on page 5 in this case.
Yeah,
I would agree with that, Sandy.
Okay.
The board finds the applicant has rented the entire house, including a full kitchen, to guests instead of limiting meal service to breakfast only. The record is replete with evidence indicating that the guests had access to the entire house.
But I think you're just reading the changes. I think Steve, because he can't see it, want to read that whole paragraph.
Oh, okay. Maybe I would start here. Page 5, in this case, the board finds that the applicant is not operating a bed and breakfast home in accordance with the ordinance or as approved previously by the zoning hearing board. The board finds that the applicant has rented the entire house, including a full kitchen to guests instead of limiting meal service to breakfast only. The record is replete with evidence indicating that the guests had access to the entire house. Additionally, the board finds that Mrs. Long's testimony about the noise and the lack of the applicant and manager on site to be credible. As a result, the board discounts the applicant's testimony about an owner or manager residing at the property. Therefore, the determination of the zoning officer must be sustained and the appeal denied. In the alternative, the applicant requested a special exception to permit a manager to reside at the property because she testified at the hearing in 2019 that she and her son would live at the property. The board finds that the applicant is not entitled to the requested relief. As discussed above, the board finds that the applicant has not complied with the ordinance or its prior decision because the entire house was rented and the applicant or manager was not residing at the property. Because the board finds that the applicant has not been credible, it discounts her testimony that she would not rent the entire house in the future or that she or a manager would reside at the property in compliance with the ordinance. Based on the board's findings and conclusion, the board adopts the following and now order. Now, for the foregoing reasons, the determination of the zoning officer is sustained and the appeal of the applicant is denied. The applicant's request for a special exception is also denied. And then I think we just have to change it because at this point, our colleague Lindsay had to leave, although, you know, I'm sure she would be comfortable with the opinion as drafted. I don't think she's technically can vote, so it would only be the four of us. Is that correct?
Right. It would be, you all vote in favor of adopting the decision, it would be 4-0.
I would make that motion that the decision is adopted as.
Do we have a second?
I'm sorry, Sandy froze.
I'm sorry, Sandy, I think you froze.
You froze, Sandy.
Am I back?
You said I would make the motion that the decision be adopted as, and then it stopped.
As presented and read in the, as I read.
As you read, Sandy.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I have a, do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the order passes by a 4-0 vote. And as was previously indicated, I will, as chairman, sign the two documents on behalf of the board as the board has authorized. And so I'll make arrangements to do that tomorrow. Okay. Is there any other business? I have one item, but I'd like to give anyone else an opportunity before we move to adjourn. Any other business from anyone else?
No. No.
Okay. I would just like to add, discussion about, I would like us to make a report or some recommendations to the Board of Supervisors regarding, sort of looking back over the past history of cases and make a report and some recommendations as to some improvements that could be made to the zoning ordinance to ensure better clarity and fewer discrepancies in the ordinance. Also in my taking on my chair role, I'd be happy to lead that if the board so authorizes me to do so. And we could do something like what we did that Dean led, which would be to individually send me your input in an email, and I can have some discussions with Chuck to try to formulate some of those things, bring it back to the board for a proposed for a vote of the document to go to the.
I'm hearing some feedback.
Yes, somebody's got their.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that you, Sandy? Got your news program going or something? Then come back to this board for a vote on that report, sending that report to the supervisor. That was recommendations to the supervisors.
But that might be something like we do annually, like a regular process.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good idea to do it annually. I think right now it's more reactionary, but I think going forward, I think it should be a proactive thing that the Zoning Hearing Board does in conjunction with, working with staff to identify issues, both, particularly items that have, that have surfaced through our work. Any comments or thoughts on that, or
I would be in full support of you spearheading that, and however you feel would be the best venue. So if you'd like some input, then be happy to provide it. I don't know if Megan wants to take a shot at it, or if we should all just give you our. Dean and Sandy are lawyers. They could probably do a better job than anybody.
No, Megan, I'm just saying we actually pay Megan for her time. So I would say, why don't we let Steve give it a first shot and then we can all add to it.
Yeah, and like we did with the work Dean just completed, I think that worked out really well. And Dean, thanks for volunteering to do that. I think that worked really well. So if you do have any input to start this off, please send it to me, but don't copy everyone else. Obviously, you want to keep that individual. So please send that to me. I'll compile that with my own thoughts, work with staff, and then come back to work with Megan as well. If there are some maybe legal nuances there that we want to talk through with Megan, and then come back to this board, and we can then decide how we want to present that to the supervisors.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
That sounds good. And I think with that, I would motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Sandy. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
All right. Thank you, everyone. This meeting is adjourned. There were no new cases, so we don't have any future meetings.
You don't know that. You don't know yet. No, we don't
have any things to deliberate. Is all I'm trying to say. So.
No, we don't know yet, Steve. We don't know yet. We don't know
from
yet.
From this meeting. From
oh,
this
I
meeting.
See. I see. Okay.
From this, we don't have any deliberations from this. From this meeting, so
I
we
gotcha.
Will wait to see next week whether we have any new business for next week.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Good night.